Blog Talk Radio.
my voice fast, I can see it chatter. More than I'll be at a pitch chatter. Race is in an extreme. In a big barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Crab in a barrel. Oh, bad man.
it with all my dogs. So fellas, dog. Grab a chick, cause it's time for slow grinding. Right before we leave, feels like perfect timing.
Yo, V, we got us another one. You ready?
Her heels on high, I can't lie. She shot is a dime, a dime, a dime. When she hits the floor, she gets down. Hating hoes frown, she comes around. Ain't none of them fine.
A fly kick, rockin' Finney Shade. Hot girl, you ain't got time to play.
Bad.
A bad bitch with a swag so mean.
Tight.
People, let's get on into this thing. Let's get on into this thing. Let y'all know real quick, man.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
And get one of our sponsors out the way. You know?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, "I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar." Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, "I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar." And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs, and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank. We trust you. about as far as we can throw you.
That's real. Oh, I say, man, I don't believe in no motherfucking credit, man. Pay me now, you know what I'm saying? Don't be trying to pay me later. I ain't giving no donations to motherfuckers.
Save the clock tower! Save the clock tower!
You know? So, what this is today, man, is Scandalous Bitch Saturday. Back by popular demand, man. We did this, started this off last year, first season. And, you know what I'm saying, basically what the day is you call up, you can either call up 347-237-5125, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, somebody that screwed you over this week, we talking about the week now, you got to think about the whole week, that's what the purpose of Scalers Be Out Saturdays is, you know what I'm saying, so, somebody that screwed you over this week, you know what I'm saying, did something dirty to you, took a parking space from you, I don't know, shit it in your coffee cup, you know what I'm saying? There's some skeletons beyond shit, you know what I'm saying? Worked up Coco's Lounge, you know what I'm saying? It really don't matter. That's what today's show is all dedicated about, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we're still getting to the nutty news of for the weekend, you know what I'm saying? To set you right for the weekend, because, you know, there's a lot of crazy mofos out there around the world, and I mean the world, doing stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what we do. Each and every Saturday, it's kind of like a let your hair down day, your afro down or whatever the fuck, let your waves down, goddamn it, take your weave off. I don't fucking know. But, you know, it's just one of them days you can sit back, listen to some good music. I play a lot of music, you know what I'm saying? But, and then I sit back and wait like a Venus flytrap for somebody to call in and spray it to the world, goddamn it, spray somebody to the world. The radio shows down here, they got shit there they call throw them to the dogs, you know what I'm saying? And mothers call up and, my baby's father cheated on me. Okay, well, we'll throw them to the dogs. That bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Scandalous Be Out Saturday, you call and you got a whole show to just put his punk ass on blast. Put our punk ass on blast. And, you know, that's what we do. Yeah, shouts out to Heavenly Angel up in here. She's dropping some funny little clips, you know what I'm saying? You go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr and you can check us out online, man. We got a couple of YouTube videos y'all can check out, little funny clips. You can also check out my live video show, livestream.com. That's livestream.com/WDGE radio. Got a lot of funny clips on there, commercials, and all that old kind of entertaining stuff, you know what I'm saying? You can go and check that out. I probably got one of these on my, well, not this commercial. That's from Prima, I remember that. Which one was this one? I forgot which one this was. And Schweizer Optic enlarges almost anything. Fucked up. I need to add that one to my reel. that was crazy though. And that's what's going in. So the type of tone of music and everything that we're gonna be playing there, man, is gonna be geared toward that. You know what I'm saying? Of course. You know, I've been going through my own scandalous bitch shit, you know what I'm saying? And, hold on, let me see, let's see. Man. Yeah. All right, trying to chat it back and forth, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. You know, my scandalous B.I. story, all they gonna come from Coco's Lounge. You know, bullshitting ass motherfuckers up there, man. And I got a whole fucking DVD I can damn produce, you know what I'm saying, from these crab motherfuckers. So, yeah, that's basically all my story, and I ain't finna drown nobody out, you know what I'm saying, with all the fucking Coco stories. Everybody know these motherfuckers is eating the yachts, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. But if you go to YouTube, I also got my own little YouTube channel. Where I got like 68 videos loaded up right now. Got just a few of them, just a few. But you can check out the official Two-Man Army performing live. You can also see Parking Lot pimping at his finest. And, you know, and you can also see where old man and Coco gets cussed the fuck out. Y'all check that video. It's about 51 seconds long, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Punk motherfucker, you trying me. You ever trying me, though? Hold on, let me drop this link. This is Bobby Treacher in the background, too, man. Shout out to Bobby Treacher. It's in Crime City Records. Doing their thing real big, you know what I'm saying? Holding down the Crowbar, checking them out down here in Tampa, Florida. Also, don't forget, man, your second annual 425th party is going down live at the Double Decker Lounge right here in Tampa, Florida, 1001 West Cass Street in Tampa, Florida, downtown Tampa. I got VHP passes on sale, you know what I'm saying? Very high person passes on sale, you know what I'm saying? Up until April 4th. Better get it where you fit in, because all passes go up $10 a piece, and then $15 at the door. So you need to make sure you have your face in the place, man. Get in there early. A lot of people going to be doing it, you know what I'm saying, doing some funny shit. A lot of off-the-wall contests will be holding it down. So shit, everybody come through. Let's have a good time, man, you know. I know a couple of motherfuckers, though. But they start seeing me handing out my flyers and my passes now, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers starting to humble themselves. One thing about down here, man, if you ain't trying to compete, you know what I'm saying, then you ain't a competitor. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't a competitor, then you gonna get rolled the fuck over, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm rolling the whole goddamn club the fuck over, you know what I'm saying? Right outside they joint, running their shit over, you know what I'm saying? If I had my big band, I would really be clowning on them, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm in the slow poke. I'm in my homeboy little loner van. Shouts out to the amazing Judge Dredd. And, you know, that's the only reason why, you know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I ain't in the big boy and we really doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all good. And don't forget, people, we are officially into the second season. You know what I'm saying? So, what we're going to do right here is...
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Yeah, coming right back after this, man. It's my homeboy. Buddy Rowe would take a picture. All I need y'all to do is call in 347-237-5125. Tell a friend. Retweet this episode. You know what I'm saying? Go on your Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do, man. Show out there for you. Oh. More people. Calling in 813-463-2975 after this, y'all. Going in.
I'm fly, that's right, I got that drum, that's right. drunk. I'm fly, that's right. When the road comes through so kind. 24 inches, black matches on my tie. Can't open my eyes cause I'm so high. Smoke so much bird, I think that I got from my life. Over an ounce of eye. This is the time, home VIP, no time for lies. And a pretty young thing, 5'9". Big gas, slim waist, pretty brown eyes. Step to a life, mom, what's up? Tell a young bitch, nigga, get enough good. Look back at me and ask me why. Ask about me, I'm that guy. Come on, baby girl, stop teasing. You know I buy bars, throw money for no reason. Roll that cash through the motherfucking ceiling. And your boy ride rims the size of my dream.
Got that drink. That's my nigga Buddy wrote. Shouts out to motherfucking Duval. You know what I'm saying? Everybody down that way doing it real big. And we was up in the building. This is Scandalous Biatch Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Live. Right here on the Starship Smelling Prize. We is we in the middle of space. The final frontier. Where no weed head has gone before. Y'all already know, man. Call in 347-237-5125. Let your boy do a...
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Okay, my brother. We shall do that. Timmy, cue up the Vulcan mind probe.
Timmy!
All right. Thank you, Timmy. And let me beam a couple of unblocked callers up in this mofo flipper. When you hear yourself getting beamed up, you will be live on the Wrecking the Game radio show. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Scandalous Biatch Saturday. Call in, share your story, man. Somebody screwed you over. You know what I'm saying? Call in, put their ass on blast, man. Today is your day. Don't throw them to the dogs like little ragged ass radio station down here do. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, throw it to the dog. We'll throw your ass to the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it so fast.
You bastards can do 90.
Yeah, no. Unblocked caller, welcome. Welcome to the Wrecking the Game radio show. What's happening? All righty then, we have a silent caller. All right, people, this is what happens when you call in and be silent on the show. Go ahead and give you a little wake up there. Give you a little wake up too. Here you go. Your ass up. What the hell going on? Hope you got your ear pressed to the goddamn phone. You know what I'm saying? Give you one more. Damn it. Wake your ass up. The hell is going on? Ain't no sleeping on the motherfucking Starship Smelling Prize. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker done got took over by the Borg.
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Hey, unblocked caller.
Hit the ring.
Oh. Anybody want to call me up, man, you know what I'm saying? You better be prepared for what you're going to have here on this show. This is a uncut, uncensored, adults-only show. Airs Monday through Saturday, you know what I'm saying, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know what I'm saying? And when motherfuckers call in, I just have to tell him, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. It's the bad guy. Trick Daddy. All
right back, man. I got to roll up some weed.
Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga. DJ Smell So Good. Uh-huh.
We coming right back after this, man. Scandalous Biatch Saturday is back. Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize.
Hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I still let it slip that ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch, what if
Yeah, I got a new song, exclusive song, sent to me by Harry Spears. Y'all know I don't do nothing but play independent music, but Harry Spears, Britney Spears' manager, and all that good shit. He sent me this song, man, you know, begging me to play it and begging me to break her records. So I got two back-to-back new hit singles from Britney Spears, man, right here live on Motherfuckin' Starship Smell of Pride. Only the motherfucking what? Cap can do it like this.
Oh, boomy, boomy. Oh, boomy, boomy. Oh, boomy, boomy. My chest was supposed to grow. My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boobies, boobies. My breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery, I want to be a D. Bigger memories, I want them to show now. No because my chest flatness was killing me. And I must confess, I paid for these. Hey, buddy. I look 32, I'm just a child. I am a
baby. Oh no. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. before you go on stage, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't it?
Yes, yes it is. Gas X and Beano went to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Yeah, it's real, man. Scam is biatch. Saturday. Y'all already know, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Good. Representing for the 8-1 trade, man. You know what I'm saying? Down here real big. Shouts out to all my peoples across the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Seattle, Washington, the Netherlands, California, New York, Texas. I got motherfuckers everywhere, man. Fucking Alaska. You know what I'm saying? New Zealand, Australia. We got people all the way around the world, Korea, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to motherfuckers calling them Korea and shit. That's how we do it, man, real big right here on the Wrecking the Game radio show, you know what I'm saying? I got one more exclusive, unexclusive rap, you know what I'm saying? This is for my trailer park homies out there, you know what I'm saying, representing the trailer parks. Yeah, it's going down real big right here.
I don't know who these black guys think they are walking around here. Looking like Snoop Doggy Dogg. Hell, they think they can rap. Hell, I can show Ice Cube how to rap. He can get up on fucking, get up on this truck. Well, I'll show you how to do it. The Buford McGee style. Here we go. Now check this out. Hell, I'm riding in my truck on the Tuesday night. Riding down by trees trying to start a fight. My name is Buford. I'm from Alabaster. I'm a low-down, root-toon, back-bite, crack, road tide. Road tide. Right. I'm the man, my name is Buford Yall, and I'm the goddamn king at the trucker's ball. Road tide, road tide, road tide, road tide, road tide. I'm Buford, I'm the man of your dreams, by the way, who? Martin Luther King, and Al Elvis. You know, he's the king, the goddamn hell, I thought he had a dream. Now, don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think they'll understand. Whoa, road tide! And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I'll roll over you in my goddamn truck, man. Alabama fan for life, road tide! Road tide! Road tide! Road tide! Comedy Jam, Ricky Smiley, and my frat brothers from the KKK. This stands for Capper, Capper, Capper. Going to Walmart to get me a six pack of Bud Light. God darn right, road tide!
Oh shit, man, that's hard work. I used to box when I was about 16. I was good in the gym, you know, hitting the heavy bag and shit. Bang, bang, bang. Because the bag didn't move. But you start boxing, niggas, they be talking about. Say, hey, coach, what about this shit here? This motherfucker moving. And my coach always say, stick and move, stick and move. And I always box them niggas that look like they just killed their parents. You know them rough niggas, you know you could strike a match in the palm of their hand. Niggas that come out and be beating themselves up. Beat them up. I say, he don't give a fuck about me. He beating his own ass. You know he care less than a fuck about me out here. Right, and your coach say, stick and move, stick and move. And when you have your first boxing, you be scared of the motherfucker. Then you get one in, you pip. Huh? Wow, shit. Pink. Hey. Hey, goddamn. Pink. Shit. And I left one out there too long one time. And I saw the nigga's eyes say, I'm gonna kill them ribs.
and I saw this big ass fist come at me in slow motion. Ooh. I'm talking about way back from Georgia, some motherfucker. My body just said, oh shit. I said, pull your arm back. I was cool, yeah. I said, just pull your arm back, block the punch, and counter with your right. But my arm said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Oh! 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 You ever have air leave your body? Air just said, fuck it! And the nigga saw I was in trouble. Nigga said, oh, you want some air? And I kept trying to fall. But my legs was in good shape. Well, let me think. Why should we fall? Ain't nobody hit us. You gonna make us look bad because you can't take our ass, woman? You better stand your ass back up there, you know? I had one motherfucker whoop me so good, I thought he was playing Kunga with my face. What was it? We got to be in shape to box, you know, jogging. Don't ever jog, bad for your spine. We all 6 miles a day. I'm young, you can do that. I can't run about a mile now, maybe. Because that old be fucking with your legs. Old be dumb and say, nigga, what the fuck you doing out here? Then old white man be on the track lapping your ass. Right? Come on, buddy. Keep it up. Keep it up. And Rashawn, who I run with sometimes, Rashawn say, like, run on your toes. Keep your mouth closed. I said, I can't get no motherfucking hand down, nigga. You be trying to run with your mouth closed, and you get that pain inside. That pain be done.
Hello. I'll be fucking with you the next hour or so. I serve no purpose other than to kill your ass. I'll be moving from side to side and down your groin and up your ass. When you drop dead, I will stop.
And you be running and snot and shit start easing out your nose. That's when the women come out, right?
Yeah, it's not hanging on your nose.
Hang here, man. Hang here.
There ain't nowhere to put snot, is it, baby? And you can't wipe that shit on your sweatsuit, because it'll show off, man. Hello!
See where the asshole put me, don't you? Yeah, that's right, I'm smart.
You got to be in...
An open microphone can be dangerous.
Petrol problems like a brother that was born sick. I'm up in the crack of dawn so much I'm thinking of doing a porn flick. I tried to warn Rick by fucking with this porn chick. Now we call him human torch cause he's burning with an orange dick. So when I say that I'm killing the trim, that means I'm dealing with them like Eminem is dealing with Kim. I leave him hanging high like Vince Carter with his arms still in the rim. The tiger shark that's killing the brim and willing to swim an extra mile to get the Mentos. My pen flows over the paper like a leaf on the pond when the wind blows. Kick more flavor with one finger than most can with 10 toes. You be Mr. Nice Guy trying my best to offend hoes.
You know the name, the girl genius was back in it. Damn thing changed. Not down with the king, but down with my mic. Tonight's the night I lay claim to my throne. Y'all niggas should know I never leave the microphone alone. So when I'm done speaking, it's your soul I own. Creeping like the Grim Reaper, better stop praying. Cause when a rapper fires friend, you need a bulletproof vest to catch your words. I'm saying, can't build a dam to stop the flow. And FYI, I don't talk fast, you think slow. So if you can't take the heat back up cause I'm breathing fire, I've got a burning desire to take you high like my IQ. Check the rhymes and give credit where credit's due. Cause so it isn't a title, it's given, it has to be earned. They call you STD, so burn, baby, burn. No matter what you say or what you do, my whole crew will chew through you like gum on the bottom of my left shoe. Matter of fact, my newborn child kicks better rhymes than you do. Yeah, I said it. I mix metaphors with the masters of the best. Me, Eric, Tommy, B, XT, let your whole crew to rest. And I'm about to do something I don't do too often. Pass the mic to my nigga E, let him put the nail in your coffin.
Corporal lung where I'm from. Words bang like a gun. Here I come. Poets run. Spoken word, proud of the sun. Tell, I got old shit better than your new shit.
What?
New shit better than your whole clique. My skills so ill that I flow sick. I'm always ready and willing to start penning verbal penicillin. Omega ain't the end. Tell, it's more like the beginning. This Mothman prophecy has a butterfly effect. Baby, the streets is washing. Fight and get you wet. We went from second class citizens to public enemy number one. Came for April to Tupac with the same gun. Someone saw Farrakhan that Martin and Malcolm would kill with the same gun. I ain't DMC, but I'd run. Just to see Jam Master Jay walk this way. Just to have my parents live one more day so they can hear me talk this way. I hear a lot of truth and sentence just so I choke and say that no one can stop me. With one life, I'm the tourist in B.I.G. That means George Bush and Dick Cheney can't Tupac me. So-called rappers can't hip-hop me. This is poetry from BX to BK, from NY to GA. Mr. Moore opens up the brain stores and the thoughts will soar. And you might as well call me old school, cause like Big Daddy Kane, I just got more.
Now come peep some up close and personal conversation. And the porters have been half amazing. The prodigal title's been buck wild, so my feet first hit the pavement. See how they come out the vagina crying. I had a slick tongue from day one, and by 8'6" I had Mother Goose turning tricks. And I saw the dudes from Dr. Seuss, cause them Cat in the Hat lyrics he was kicking while they was pussy like kitten. And that was just the beginning, cause by the time I hit my teenage years, I was communicating my peers in street code that only we know. Cause see, slang is my first language. I only speak the King's English when I'm talking to the police or I'm conducting business. But other than that, when I see something I like, I say it's fat. If I think it's some bullshit, I say it's whack. If I think a girl's attractive, then I say I wanna hit that. See, a handgun is a gatter, handshake is some dap. But if I say I'm holding you down, then that means I got your back. See, I'm a walking metaphor, a spoken wordologist, and smoking herb is my only psychologist. Cause I was labeling and saying at a very early age, cause I was Dickie and Jane before I even got to the first grade. See, my verbal DNA, see, I was born to be slick with this wordplay. So I'm a word hustler by nature. I turn product into paper and rob Peter to pay Paul. But I should have robbed them both and said, fuck paying it all. But I hustle with my tongue and not with my gun. But please don't get it twisted, cause my raps, he still weighs a ton. Cause see, I'm currently waiting 6 court dates in 6 states. But verbally murdering the first 6 court that walked across the stage. See, I went on a random rampage and popped up in the poetry spot with my mouth is cock. And I pop a poet and it's not with a poem that rocks. And I don't run from shit, so I wait on the cop so they can catch a hot one too. Cause these verses don't discriminate, just penetrate your chest. Play this game over like checkmate. Now love banging these similes like all can love tell me.
An open microphone can be dangerous.
Man, what the hell? What? Why the fuck would you post a fucking baby sucking your titty on goddamn YouTube? This bitch done filmed herself in the goddamn wherever the fuck she at. I don't know if this bitch in the damn grocery store or whatever. Like she choking on the goddamn little boy. The little boy, like, you can't even take all the goddamn titty milk. Get the titty out of his mouth. Yeah, shout out to Major Payne. Yeah, they got a whole motherfucking, go to YouTube.com, man. I guess just type in titty sucking or something. You know what I'm saying? They'll pull up all the goddamn clips of these goddamn women pulling their titties out. Just letting the motherfucker go to work on them. What kind of shit is this? You bitches don't believe in bottles? 2010, goddamn it, people. We got fucking baby bottles and shit. What the shit is that? All right. Let me beam a couple of mofos up in here, man. Just let y'all know if y'all come up in here, man.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
All right. You know what I'm saying? It's going now. I see some Cali up in this mofo flipper. And y'all hold on, people. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, man, for providing the clips. You know what I'm saying? A couple of clips. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, man, and you can check out them funny little clips. You know what I'm saying? Got to do a hard beam, man, because I got a couple of people to beam up at one time. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and do the hard beam. It's not happening. All right. Welcome to the Shizzo. Everybody Nizzo. You know what I'm saying? You're up
are
in the
you, are you trying to do a big beam because of a couple of fat people coming on your ship?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know the actual weight range. You know what I'm saying? I had to go ahead and not half step. You know what I'm saying? To do the big beam and, you know. What happened to my home Mexican? What happened to
my blacks-a-kin brother?
Yeah,
what you up
know,
to today?
Man, I'm chilling like a motherfucking villain. You know what I mean? Scandalous B.I.O.T. Saturday. And I talk about Coco's Lounge all fucking week long, so it ain't. I'm scandalous out. You know,
let's talk about some scandalous biatches.
Yeah,
I have this wonderful woman that I had last night, drunk
hold
as
on,
a
hold
fucking skunk.
386, you was in the building too. Just want to let you know, dog. You was up in here.
Drunk as a skunk, smelly. Check this out. But her baby daddy called saying that her kid was sick. So even though she was drunk, she went home drunk driving, and she happened to catch the Dewey.
No!
And
she
I told her. And I told her. I go, hey, check this out. You're a little bit too drunk to be driving. Your baby daddy could take care of the kid. Take a nap, wake up, and then, you know, go handle your business. You know, women don't listen. Just got the call probably a half an hour ago.
We got a fresh DUI. What? I don't know
and
about y'all motherfuckers, but I went through that
her.
Shit. And
what?
Goddamn,
what
DUI ain't nothing to play with, boy. I mean,
especially in California, the third one, you're about to go to prison.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they ain't like down here. These motherfuckers got about goddamn 15 DUIs and shit. Then they get their mother. What the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying?
I don't get that.
You know, that's like a motherfucker who
her baby's dad because that motherfucker could have took care of the situation, but now he's being a little bitch and couldn't handle the situation. So now someone's
well,
okay.
You know,
for the
she
situation.
Was about to be boned by the goofster.
Oh, no.
I got to rescue her. Hold on. He said a mystical.
Hold on, brother. Baby.
I'm coming, dude.
I sent her off with a friendly smile, like she flew some Alaskan Airlines shit. But she flew off with a friendly smile, I'll tell you that for damn sure.
No. Let's see what else we got up here. 386, what's happening? Welcome to the Shizzo. How you doing?
Hey, what's
hey.
Going on?
Feeling like a villain.
Oh, okay. I want to hear Deuce.
Well, there's Deuce. Where you calling from?
Daytona.
Okay,
what's
shout
your
out
name,
Daytona
sweetheart?
Down there.
I'm sorry, what?
What's your name, sweetheart?
Keisha? Yes.
You have any scandalous bitches you want to put on blast today on Scandalous Bitch Saturday?
No, I don't fuck with scandalous bitches, babe.
Come on, there's always, it's like Jell-O. There's always room for Jell-O, and there's always room for scandalous bitches. You know what I mean? You don't have to hang out with them, but you could just say, hey, my cousin Anita, blah, 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 she done this and done that, and
why
I just want to put her
on
blast.
Put one on blast for me?
Well, I already did.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck that. I'm going to put Spring Break on blast, God damn it. How many motherfuckers been down there to the beach?
I don't know. I don't fuck with that shit either. There's too many crazy bitches over there.
Yeah, well, yeah. You say you live in Daytona, so yeah.
I've been there, done that bullshit.
Yeah. Tired of getting harassed on GP. Motherfucker, I live here. I ain't from out of town.
These boys in blue around here. That's who I want to put on blast.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can put them on blast all the way around the motherfucking world. And I mean the world. We finna do that. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you too. You know what I'm saying? For calling in and representing for the artist, man, because that's very important. You know what I'm saying? Who you just talking to is actually San Jose, California. That's another artist in San Jose, California. His name is Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here. We support independent music, independent artists. And just to happen to be on the day, you know what I'm saying? We do Scandalous Bitch Saturday. So we got the. You know what I'm saying? Cuss some other couple of people out. You know what I'm saying? It's for all the law enforcement out there. You know what I'm saying?
Lying piece of
that's
shit.
What's up.
Blood trash can.
But it's what's up, my big brother. Don't do your thing.
Bitch.
I'm out to you.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get into this new deuce. You know what I'm saying? For Daytona down there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play this new deuce. I got a new deuce song called Can't Live With Him.
Can't live without him. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker by special request, popular demand. We up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can't live with him, can't live without him. Yeah, one time for the ladies, man. Y'all mind if I tell the truth a little bit? Just a little bit?
Can't live with him, damn, so can't live without him. And I can vouch for it, player, I can't even doubt. I know I talk a lot of shit, but I got love for y'all. I keep a gangster bitch, a bitch that like to drink Paul. Smoke weed, then colas in the fucking buses. Smoke out a number dozen, out of two motherfuckers. She on black and mild, smoking ass fire, bitch. And if she like what she see, yeah, she a grab your bitch. So if you got a girl, you better leave her ass at home. You dress right, game tight, she give you dome. The next day, straight up, I like she don't know your ass. She on a money mission now, play a cool pass. You ain't got nothing to spend, nigga, anyway. And that's the reason why she cut you on the first date. She care nothing about your car or your cheap chain. She gave you brains, you gave her brain. Now that's the mind frame. You smoke the breath, you smoke the blood. This is so damn way. Shorty don't owe you shit. Love it when you call a bitch. She just a little bit of jazzy ass outfit. How done, now done, looking so good. Well, that's your baby mama, shorty, keep it so hood. It don't matter about the size, player, big or small. Long as she keep it gangsta about that paper, she my dog. Long as she keep it gangsta about that paper, she my bow. And if you hear a woman do, don't fuck with y'all. Just say your ass in the back, this song ain't for y'all. Yeah, if you hit a woman, bitch, I don't fuck with y'all. You're the soft nigga, you need to be don't call. Can't live with her, I can't live with that hoe gon' get you killed. Oh, you broke, mommy, you need to hit the fucking club. They shake that ass for a minute, I bet you get some bucks. See me and my niggas in Florida, we love throwing dogs. Trickin' ass niggas, I throw the whole fucking wall. We care nothing about your bitch or your slutty pass. Only thing we care about is the way you move and bounce that ass. Oh, you still broke, you what I call a slick hoe. Ain't security, please show my ass to the road. You see, I seen it and read it all over transcript. The way these niggas are sick, you get with your dog and dip. The way these niggas are sick, you get with your dog and flip. And it's fucked up, but that's just the way the game goes. Throw up a dude, smoke a L, man, fuck them hoes. Chill with your boo, smoke a L, man, fuck them hoes. I'm concentrating on living good, staying out the fear. Gotta keep against a bitch that like to get bread.
My nigga Deuce right there representing, man, 81 Trizzy, all the way down and around the world, man. Let me tell you.
This is the hottest show on the internet. It's Rap in the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, an international
call. That's real, real big, everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, calling in and representing, you know what I'm saying, for my homeboy Deuce. You know what I'm saying?
Deuce.
I'm from the city, nigga.
I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga.
That's how I represent it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Everybody know what time it is?
It's time to walk Boonoo's time.
Oh, well, yeah.
We
that
live on the streets of the east side of San Jose. We're walking Boonoo's. Boonoo's is dressed in his little red shirt with a little red jacket with his little red walking, what you call it? The walking string. What's it called?
A leash, motherfucker.
The leash, yeah, there you go. The leash. The walking string. You know us Mexicans, we barely know our words.
Go get your walking string and shit.
Go get your walking string,
right?
On.
Oh, look at it, like, what? You mean the chain, motherfucker? You mean the chain,
the walking string.
Well, come back and shit. Motherfucker, that. This is the goddamn leash, man. Get the terminology right. Shit. The hell is going. All right, people, y'all already know, man. I got to give y'all some motherfucking news. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
news,
man,
from around the world. And when I mean the world, I mean the world. And it's going down. This weekend, Stanley's Biatch News is provided to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your weird, wild, crazy news. Please go to www.nuttynewstoday.com and check that shit out, because it is nutty. And I can't fucking smoke my weed, so better just roll it up. Damn. So, whoa. Oh, that's real. And this is sponsored in part by Babies.
Overnight.com.
Like after birth? No way. Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love BabiesOvernight.com.
That's right, BabiesOvernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love BabiesOvernight.com.
BabiesOvernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box, overnight, guaranteed.
Damn. All right, y'all. It's time to get into the nutty news, you know what I'm saying, from around the world. And I mean...
Hey. Do they have any Mexican babies overnight, or is it just one race?
Yeah. I was trying to figure that out. That's why I had to call. Man, damn. Yeah, I need to call Real Dog back too, man. I got some more questions to ask. Shout out to Amanda yesterday on answering our questions on RealDoll.com, where you can go and get your $6,000 life size latex doll. Not a boy.
Hey, did they know they were on the radio?
Yeah, I told her I ain't doing no prank call. Fucking just call in, goddammit. Put her ass on blast. But why the fuck would you prank call a company like that?
There's motherfucking weird motherfuckers out there. Look at them.
That's a weird. It ain't hot. It shouldn't be any weird question in their business. Like I asked, I was like, well, can you put the ass on the mouth? You know what I'm saying? In case I want to have a fantasy, you know what I'm saying? I was hitting in the ass, in the ass mouth. You know what I'm saying? That can't be a weird question.
Oh,
it's a dog. It's a life size Pinocchio doll. That's what I told her. I said, so it's basically a goddamn life size Pinocchio doll. You can put the lips on the ass. And the ass where the lips at, you know what I'm saying? And then pussy on the back, you know what I'm saying? And you put the ass on the front like I'm, you know, fucking her from the back in the front. You know? I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it was, she ain't have no problem with it. But I preferred, she was supposed to have a dude call me back, dude named Matt, who was the actual, you know, interviewer or whatever. Because I was finna go in with Matt. So when I called back, I left a message that he hadn't called me back or anything. I was like, yeah, because he probably somewhere wanting real dolls.
What do you think of the president of that company? What do you think? Had a bunch of bad bitches at his house.
You feel me? He got no women. He just got a bunch of latex bitches in the house. Like.
What do they do with the deformed looking ones?
Oh, the defects and shit. Like, what? Is there a defect? Hey, man, the cooter hole was too tight. I need to return my unit.
she's a little too tight. I'm starting to get a little rash every time I'm pounding her ass. Is there a little way we can get her
loose? And I need some of that real doll oil. I didn't get some with this shipment. I don't know, man. Because when I went into the, it was kind of awkward talking to her about the mail and shit. But then, you know what I'm saying, when she explained to me that females don't buy the doll, that kind of summed everything up. And, I was pretty much done with that. Because we don't talk about the fags on this show. And
To be honest with you, Smelly, because I like crazy decorations in my room. And at that one point in time, I was really going to buy one of those motherfuckers. But I was going to buy, like, the animated-looking one to make it look kind of crazy and shit. I don't know if you've seen the one with the big old eyes. They're like the anime ones.
No.
You
can customize the eyes and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, they have, like, the cartoon-looking... like the cartoon looking ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought they would look pretty cool.
$2 million a year. The motherfuckers say they sell at least one unit every fucking month. $6,000.
Sell one
you
unit a month?
$6,000 a month for one fucking unit. It don't motherfucking matter what the company doing, goddammit. You getting $6,000 off of some goddamn latex.
Crazy, huh? It's crazy.
Damn, rich nerds out there, man. Y'all motherfuckers spread the wealth, goddammit. Let me get some of that goddamn cheese. Y'all bastards ain't doing nothing with it. Hey, I got a new song, man. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I got a new song.
What you got?
What is that? It's my new song. That's that new shit, man. That's that 2010 shit right there.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
That Back to the Future.
God damn, Huey Lewis in the news, god damn it, because what? We into the nutty news, so fuck it. Play some
come
new
on,
music.
News.
Power
no,
love.
On.
All right, y'all. We ain't goddamn Britain. Fuck it. Let's keep it this motherfucker moving. Well, veterinarians have high suicide rate.
Boonoo, your doctors, where are they at?
Tune up, Boonoo. this article is for you. We're in Britain. A researcher published an article that attempts to explain why veterinarians, I was going to say attempts, yeah, attempts to explain why veterinarians in Britain appear to be four times as likely as the general public to commit suicide. Okay, there's no doubt that the suicide rate among veterinarians is elevated relative to the general population, said Dr. David whatever the hell. Potential causes for the rate, which is also twice that of other healthcare professionals. So, paint a picture of high stress. What is so stressful about goddamn, you know what I'm saying, taking care of Cujo and shit? Like, what is that? Give his ass a dog biscuit, check the fucking teeth, stick your finger in his ass, and then there you go.
Maybe their dogs don't talk to them like the American dogs talk to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you say that now. But I was in, what the fuck country is that? India or Sweden, someone in one of them damn stupid countries. Motherfucker talking about outlawing barking. In town? So, anytime Boo News barks, that's a fine. How about that? Yeah, y'all motherfuckers is crazy, man. But not as crazy as Fort Collins, Colorado, when these motherfuckers done left a rodeo bull on the loose in town for hours. That wasn't nuttier than the motherfucker yesterday.
Hey, oh, is that
something
Steady J would have done?
Hey, yo, that damn, get your pet bull, dog.
I didn't know he was running loose.
Hey, I didn't know. I was talking to somebody. I didn't know.
All I did, turn around and heard a bunch of screams and shit, you know. I ain't know what happened, you know. Larimer County authorities chased and tranquilized a rodeo bull that had been running loose for 5 hours. Why ain't nobody jump on his back and ride that motherfucker down? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody wasn't feeling froggy and shit.
Fuck it.
I didn't get my chance at the rodeo.
I'm going to do it live in town.
Woo! Yeah, get
Rip Martha, there's that rodeo bull we wanted to ride. Let me go get him right now.
Fuck,
you know what I mean?
Get that toe up. Sheriff's spokesman says the bull escaped from a pasture northeast of Loveland and wandered several miles to southeast Fort Collins. Yeah, that bitch went to the, it wanted to serve, goddamn it. It was like, fuck it, I'm coming here to sign up and do my duty for my country. You motherfuckers got dogs, you know what I'm saying, military dogs. I want to be a military bull. Just send me in, I got them. Oh, I don't think cows make noise, but my bad.
Yeah, they do.
they make the moo shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, woman, you better stay off of that website. Yeah, she's Heavenly Angel is revisiting Heavenly Angel. She's on the
Heavenly Angel? Shout out to Heavenly Angel. She's a nice person. She throws good links in the room.
Yeah. Makes me question, what are you doing at home?
What are you doing?
Are you trying to
save the clock tower?
I know you did it. Mayor Wilson has sponsored to save that clock. 30 years ago, the lightning struck that tower, and it's never ticked since. I got the whole thing in my head. I actually got that fucking clip, and I ain't play it,
y'all, but I got it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I don't want to fuck with me. Come on, you know, this show right here goes so fast, man. I'll be like,
you bastards can do
90. You know?
You bastards can do 90.
ever since I switched on to the Starship Smell Deprived, motherfuckers been like, smell.
Wait a minute, Doc.
Are you telling me, machine? Out of a DeLorean?
DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a car,
you
got to
build something, build
it
with style.
If you're going to smoke, you might as well smoke in style. Like I always say.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know, that's real, man. Hey, let's just keep it moving, people. We got to keep this thing moving. And
we got to pause for station identification because Boo News is taking a shit.
Uh-oh. No.
You are tuning in to Rockin' the Game Radio live right here on blogtalkradio.com.
It is real. Is it done yet?
Oh, he's done.
All right, people. Y'all remember.
You know, nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Goddamn. Somebody open the outside up. Boo knew shit never well. Damn. Get up, shitty booty. You know what I'm saying? Going that way. You might have ever called you that, shitty booty. Shitty booty.
Shitty
get on over here, you shitty booty. Yeah, you shitty booty little boy. Get on over here. Like,
I don't remember that, Mom,
I'm at school.
Hey, Mom called me shitty booty today, Mom.
Shitty booty. Get on over here, shitty booty little boy. Mom, that's my girlfriend right there. Yeah, keep that down a little bit. I know that's what you call me at the house, but I'm just saying, you know.
Shit, I remember one time my mom was all mad at me because I told her, give me 10 minutes, I'm going to talk to this girl real quick, and I was there like for 20, 25, and she's like, you know what, girl, I wiped his ass I was 15 at the time. She goes, for 15 years, and trust me, you wouldn't want to wipe his ass for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, Mom.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Right. To this very day, whenever I see that chick, she always throws that at me. She's all, remember
what,
your
what
mom?
She was like, you know what my memory is?
Drink it in. It always goes.
Drink it in.
That always reminds me of some porn
news,
shit. That reminds me of some porn shit right there, man. Well, all right, here we go. We got to get some, let's get some Goofy Bone going in the background right here. A little bit of sexercising. This is Goofy Bone and the crew. You know what I'm saying?
Goofy
doing
Bone,
what
Bruce
did.
Bruce, and the homeboy featuring the homeboy Six Figures. Who knows? Be nice.
Real. Shouts out to Easy Ride up in the building, bid66.com. Make sure y'all go and make y'all a penny bid today, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
Shouts out to bid66. Got a couple good items off there.
You know what I'm saying? We got some dildos on there for the local ladies. Want to go get you a hard on for about 50 cents. You can get you one. Called over here to St. Paul. Shouts out to Million Dollar Kitchen. Kendrick. Yeah, the $1 million kid over there in St. Paul, Minnesota, where a man is charged with beating up a quadruple amputee.
What? That's a guy that's called paraplegic, or how you say it?
Yeah, I mean a quadruple amputee, though, that means you had all four of your digits chopped the fuck off. Damn. A man beat up a quadruple amputee because he was angry that she was blocking his view of the television. According to
a
criminal complaint. Yeah.
Wait a minute. She?
Yeah. Yeah.
Beat your fucking leg ass bitch.
What, y'all set her down in front of the TV and shit, then got mad?
Come on,
you
go over here.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm sorry, Steve. According to a criminal complaint filed in Ramsey County District Court, Jacoby Laquan Smith, 33, was charged with 50-degree assault, a misdemeanor, and interfering with a 911 call, a gross misdemeanor. What? So you don't get charged with beating up a goddamn paraplegic. Ain't that like a felony and shit? You know, beating up the handicap. You can't go out beating up the handicap.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, I almost got fired for kicking fucking the little retard on my show. I almost got fired.
Damn. You got to watch yourself on that. You got to watch yourself. Hey, shout out to Heavenly Angel, because you better watch yourself. We're in Seattle, Washington. We're in her backyard. Where, it's okay for police to use stun guns on Pregos. Yeah, people. All you Pregos out there, you better watch yourself talking all that shit thinking you won't get it. You're going to get it now. Because three Seattle police officers were justified when they used a stun gun on a pregnant mother who refused to sign a traffic ticket. A federal appeals court ruled in a case that prompted an incredulous dissent. Malika Brooks was driving her son to Seattle's African-American Academy in 2004 when she was stopped for doing 32 miles an hour in a school zone. She refused to sign the ticket because she thought she'd be admitting guilt.
Honest.
And she was pregnant at the time, so like they gave a fuck, you know, man. Black women, shit. I'll kill your ass anyway. You better watch your motherfucking self, man. Yeah.
So wait a minute. The chick, she signed it. Man, once you sign it, you done. You know what I mean?
Well, see, now listen. Down here, these motherfuckers, they so goddamn ass in the backwards. They tell you if you don't sign a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, we're going to take you to jail. This is what the cops tell you. If you don't sign the ticket down here, we're going to take you out to jail. If you sign the ticket, that's meaning you admitting guilt. So, bitch, you got me in a damn catch-22 then.
You know what? I would sit there and say, I'm not signing this shit. Well, actually, there was one time that this cop pissed me the fuck off because I have tint on the charger. So, you know, this motherfucker ain't got nothing better to do. Coming over here saying, hey, you know, your tint's a little too dark. We're going to go ahead and give you a ticket. So I was like, oh, okay, out of everything, there's people speeding by us and all this shit. You gonna stop me and give me a tint. You're going to give me a tint ticket. So this motherfucker was writing the ticket, and then where it came to the part where he goes, okay, you have to sign this, and then you have to appear in court for this date and whatever, I made that motherfucker rewrite the ticket because you know, my name is my good old American name is a good old Italian name. And he put on the heritage that I was, my race was Hispanic. So I told him, what the fuck you think I am, some stupid Mexican? Motherfucker, you better change this and put white on here. he got all pissed off because he had to change the ticket. He had to rewrite the whole motherfucker. And I told him, and I go, see, you fuck with my time, I'm going to fuck with your time, motherfucker. And shit, to this very day, I still get that in court. Are you still claiming that you're a white race, sir?
Yeah, I went into my advantage, motherfucker. Shit.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? Shit.
I'm white Monday through Friday, you know what I'm saying? When they help me avoid tickets. Shit. Hell yeah. What's going down, man? 412, you was in the building. What's happening? Welcome to the Shizzo.
Let's go.
Easy!
Up there, brother man. What happened? Where you guys at, man? Where you at broadcast to that?
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafoo, a.k.a.
Rabbit
Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug, I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record.
Tonight!
Oh, yeah, that's a new record. Hey, man, what's up, Easy Rider, man? What's going down, brother? You know, we out here in planetbit66.com, you know.
Hey, I like my homeboys getting me richer, you know. Keep it up. You know what I mean? I'll be shooting you guys some presents out that way shortly.
Yeah, brother. We got to keep it up, man. We got to get that going on. 50 cent biz, man. It's the cheapest fucking biz on the internet, people.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of good stuff on Bid 66, I'll tell you what, you know, it's really, we're up to over almost 20,000 members. We started here in September, and I know when you guys were around me when I first started out, you know, we started out with nothing, you know.
With nothing.
And right now, we're almost open 24 hours. We're open from 3 o'clock until 1 o'clock, and very shortly, we will be open 24 hours, running three shifts. And we're running about 16 auctions at a time. And we have a little special this week for the people in Pittsburgh here. We got two box seat tickets every night this week for the Pirate Opener.
No.
So maybe
who?
For the Pirate Opener, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the baseball game.
Oh, okay.
So we got
Sorry, brother, I'm not a baseball fanatic.
I hear you. Me neither. But there's a lot of people who like the game. They like
your knee.
No, a lot of people like free shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
it don't matter. If you gave me some damn tickets to the baseball game, hell, I'd be there. I don't know the hell the Pirates is. I'd be at that bitch with an eye patch on, goddammit. Like, what's happening?
Your black ass
would
be out there scalping them tickets, wouldn't you?
Well, it depends on how much, you know what I'm saying?
If they're sold out, it's a sold out game. So the face value on them are $28. I paid about $60 a piece for the tickets.
Damn.
And what are they going for the bid?
They went for 60 cents the other day. 60 cents.
Damn.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, shout out to Si now. We got the Netherlands up in the building, people. We all the way over across the wall.
Is the Goofy Boone on with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got Goofy Boone. Got some unmarked caller. Has been enjoying the show. Thank you, unmarked caller. Been sitting here enjoying the show.
So I haven't been enjoying the show. I'll tell you that. Damn
Bone,
show.
Goofy Bone.
Wait a minute. What did you say, brother?
I'm the Bone.
I just said, so you know how I'm going to tell
up.
You.
You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Stick your dick in the anus, motherfucker.
Ah, man. He got those kids. Hey, he's right, man. I'm telling you, dog. We got, you know what I'm saying? Everything you're hearing, man, is actually going to change within the next 2 weeks.
Cool.
Yeah, man. I'm wiping the whole goddamn, the whole fucking switch, man. I'm wiping this shit out and reloading this shit with some more season 2 mayhem.
We got the new Bid66Radio.com Live coming up here in about 2 weeks. We'll be going live on our own network I purchased. And I just purchased the network about a month ago, and I got my site getting built right now. It should be up and running, and maybe I can get you guys all to come over there and give you a little space on my network here. How do you like that?
Hey,
yeah, that sounds
great. We full support, brother. You know what I'm saying? Yep. We're taking donations, man. You got some donations you want to give to
Save the clock tower. Save the clock tower.
Yeah, man.
You know, Mayor Wilson is sponsoring to save that clock 30 years ago. The lightning struck that tower, and the clock has never run since.
Really?
You know, we at the people of the Hill Valley Conservation Corps want to preserve it and leave it the way it is.
People, this is a direct... what the hell do you want to call
bullshit to those people in the UK?
You shouldn't be watching movies, goddammit. This is a problem. You hear this man right here? This guy is, that's fucking an 85 movie, people. This is what we was wearing, cuffed up jeans and Reeboks. With the cigarette pack on the side of your shoulder and shit.
Damn.
Reeboks. I tell you what. I'm going to take y'all back in time, man. I'm going to take y'all back in time.
Let's do it.
Yeah, man.
Huey Lewis in the news.
All right.
This is back in time.
Huey Lewis in Boo News? Oh, shit. Boo News, get your ass out of there. Get away.
All right, check this out, y'all. We've got to keep on finishing this up because we're going back to Las Vegas November, man. Y'all make sure y'all get y'all goddamn cash ready now. Blog Talk Radio's second annual BTR host reunion is motherfucking coming up. And, yeah, by popular demand, everybody want to run it back in Las Vegas because, you know, we didn't get to tear that motherfucker down.
I just hope John C. Sweet and the Fly Lady don't go this year. They were fucking rude.
Yeah, I heard them guys
are
rude guys, man. I seen that, that tape or something on there. I don't know. I seen something about the guy, you put your hand out, and he did one of the ones, like, went through his hair with his hand, didn't he?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
No, because Smelly was going to go, because John and his family were in a limo, in a taxi. Smelly just wanted to say, hey, you know, can you say a little promo for what we're doing here? And he looked at him, and he's just like, motherfucker. Oh,
yeah,
I was
well,
so pissed.
Hey,
and then the Fly Lady dissed us in the bar. She's over there wearing her little outfit and shit. And then, you know, I go over there, hi, Miss Fly Lady. And she goes, who the hell are you? I'm like, what the
all
fuck?
All on camera. We got it all on camera, people. We got it all on camera.
Hey, whatever, whatever happened to Tasha?
She came back in town, and we ain't goddamn seen her, like, you know what I'm saying?
Is she still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Americanized now.
She is living in America now?
Oh, daily. Who that, what happened? She what?
Is she living in America?
Well, she back. She back home now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she been back home for probably
Huey
about
Lewis.
Canada.
Huey Lewis. Let's listen to Huey Lewis.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
What?
Huey Lewis,
I'm into the goddamn news right now. What the hell is y'all talking about? I was just playing this shit in the background.
Motherfucker,
oh, okay.
I like that song, Huey, because I want a new drug, and
what
I want now.
Well, goddamn it, run back to the future back.
Give me some drugs because I love them.
All righty, then. Shout out to the Kilf, my little Kilf that just popped off in here, Deb Daly, you know what I'm saying? Cheerleader, I'd love to.
No, Deb Daly.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb Daly, what's happening, baby? What's up, baby?
Never got your drop in me, Deb Daly. I thought Deb Daly got my, he did get the drop, Deb.
Deb Daly's on the prowl.
Oh, well, I never watch the Deb. No. I never listen to, no, what the fuck is it? Yeah, there's DJ Captain. Hold on. This is Captain
man,
Smell So Good,
right.
Man. Hold on. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelling Prize, and I never listen to Deb Daly on Blog Talk Radio.
No. You gotta say, this is Captain Smell So Good from the Starship Smelly Prize. And when I'm listening to Blog Talk Radio, I never listen to Deb Daly. That's how you gotta say
okay.
It.
Okay. All right, motherfucker. Okay, Well, the fuck he just said, ladies and gentlemen, and send me the script, goddamn it. You know I smoke weed. Shit.
Yeah, I'm smoking it right now, so tell me a story. Walking my child with the cops out.
You know what I'm saying? I got you, Debbie, though. I'll hook you up, lady. I'll hook you up.
Are you staying in a hotel, or did you get your shit together here? I like to know. I'm worried about you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Just put it this way. 10 kilos got me back on my feet.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Well, Las Vegas, Nevada, a mob museum. Yeah, good old mob museum. It's the open in Las Vegas. So the next time,
where?
We will not be seeing that because it won't
where?
Be open until 2011 in Las Vegas,
where?
Nevada. Yeah. Several exhibits for a planned Las Vegas mob museum scheduled to open in 2011 were unveiled amid controversy. City leaders have been criticized for dedicating public resources to a museum officially known as the Las Vegas Museum of Organized Crime and Law Enforcement, which celebrates organized crime.
Oh,
well,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I'm finna say shit. Look at all the fucking fake ass crooked holidays we got. That, you know what I'm saying? Fucking
I did a Vegas.
Fucking Gasparilla Day. Fucking what the other go crooked ass holidays? Columbus Day. Fucking, oops, my bad. Christmas? Uh-oh, my bad.
What are you trying to say? Look at Martin Luther King
Day.
You don't get paid on Martin Luther King Day.
What? What?
I didn't say that. Goofy said it.
Boy, look at here. I almost swole up like,
Man, Martin Luther the King ain't done shit for you. Smell so good. He don't even know you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know you.
Hey, brother.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine. Last name Jack, first name Hugh.
Nah, hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
Oh, I'm Hugh Jazz.
Yeah. Fucking Hugh
Just like
Jazz.
Cesar Commie Chavez never did shit for me. You know what I mean? This is like,
who the hell is
we gotta
that?
Do shit for ourselves.
Who the hell is Cesar Commie Chavez?
Exactly. That's all I got.
I'm tell you. The fuck kind of name is that? Susie Commie Chavez. Yeah, damn.
Kimmy Chungawonga.
I don't know. That fucked me up. All right, let's get it on, people. We're going to keep this thing moving, man. Taking this on over here to, where we at? Minneapolis, Minnesota. Where federal student loans, data on 3.3 million people have been stolen. Getting tired of this damn identity stuff, man.
Oh, that's for the college people, right?
Yeah. A company that guarantees federal student loans said that personal data on about 3.3 million people nationwide has been stolen from its headquarters in Minnesota. Educational Credit Management Corp. said the data included names, addresses, social security numbers, and dates of birth of borrowers. Yeah, right. But no financial or bank account information. The data was on portable. Hey, why the fuck? Why do I need your bank account information? Bitch, I got your social security number. I got your address, your name. I got your life. I got your whole life. Why the hell? Open up my own bank account. In your name.
That's right.
Turn around, transfer your funds out of your old bank into my new shit.
You guys are fucked
with your name.
They're fucked.
What the fuck? A bank account. That made no sense. No financial or bank account information. So what? You gave away all the damn
money. They're just saying that. They're just saying that because, you have to have a bank information because if you get a credit, like a school loan, they don't just give you a check.
It's going to
they
the financial institution.
Yeah, the financial aid. They ship it to your bank, man. So they have to have a bank account number.
Nah. All right. Let's go on over here to Wasteless England. England, Exning, England. I don't know what the hell that's at. Exning.
Sure, I hate it.
You been there? Exning?
Yeah, I was over in England. It fucking weather sucks.
Oh.
You talking about England, like London?
Yeah.
Like all those people
I was
with the
in
accents?
London.
That's where all the crack is right now. Yeah. England and London, they're getting their good taste of good crack.
Hey, their food sucks. Everything sucks over there. I hate it.
Hey, but their women have some nice tits.
That's why everybody got their ass out of there and came to America, goddammit. Oh, sorry about that, people. A widow takes ashes on world tour. People like this, man, just, you know what I'm saying? I understand. I believe in dedication to your lost loved one and all that shit. But, bitch, I ain't riding around with your dead ass in my motherfucking possession.
That's like if Boonoo's dies, I stuff him, and I go on trips
I want to bring this. You put Boonoo in the overnight luggage and shit. In the overhead compartment, stuffing his ass up in there. People looking at you like,
sir, I don't think there's no room for him up there. Yes, there is.
Oh, sir. Sir, ma'am, your hand is on his balls. Please, can you remove your hand off his balls? Stuffed balls.
Excuse me, sir. Man. Your stuffed animal, he shitted on my luggage. Fucking
oh,
shit when he's stuffed. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Where did she go? Where was the world tour at?
Yeah, we finna find out. A British widow says she took her husband's ashes on the 60,000-mile world tour he always wanted in life, but never had because of his fear of flying. Read him. What?
L01. The mobile customer you have called.
Who the hell is that?
Or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Who the hell, you trying to make a second call or something?
The most customer you have
called. Oh, no, that's the damn 11111 caller. I don't know what the hell was wrong with them. Hold on, let me beam 81 Trizzy up in this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Better stop. You see that? I mean, I can fucking walk here, bitch.
What, somebody trying to hit you or something?
Nah, you know, they got like a little crosswalk in the street. With the man, the little man walking across the street, there's one right here, and these motherfuckers are driving my all crazy, and they looking at me like, why are you walking in the street? Bitch, read that shit.
Oh.
What did they live?
What's happening? What is it? Deuce?
For sure.
Y'all already know.
Shouts
out to motherfucking Keisha calling up here from Daytona, you know what I'm saying, representing for that Can't Live With Her. Can't live with me, all that shit. But man, you a model artist, bro. You a model artist doing what the fuck I ask. You know what I'm saying? And it's just kind of simple, man. Have a motherfucker call in, goddamn, and request your shit. Now you know you got a fucking fan base in Georgia. You know you got a fan base in Daytona and every fucking where else. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker is willing to call and rep for you. You feel me?
For sure.
That's all I'm saying, man. It's like, damn, y'all, just get some fans, man. I mean, Goofy Bone got all kind of motherfuckers that call him and shit. You feel me? That's all his fan base. You know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker call up in here and ask to hear John New, that's called a fan base. I don't give a fuck if it's another artist.
My thing is, I ain't got no street team, so I got to do it myself.
Nobody down in Tampa, Florida has a street team. Except for motherfucking Team Fetty. Except for Team Fetty. And them niggas ain't even heavily out in the streets with all the motherfuckers that is on the Team Fetty roster. Tom G is at the top. Thug Pretty is like the second one that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? Out of the pool.
That shit boiled down to what most of my dogs told me. And
that's what it boiled down to.
He nice. He said he's nice. He said I'm nice too. But you know what? The promotion is what make a bitch nicer.
That's it. If you got 5,000 flies out in the street and he got 200 in the laundromat, huh?
Yeah.
You feel me? Who going to get more response? You know what I'm saying? Or you out in the grocery stores and all he want to do is go to the high schools and shit and try to, you know what I'm saying, sell the high school. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only, that's the only bracket he wants. You know what I'm saying? So, it's all
that's
good,
what's
though.
Up, my nigga. What's going on?
Yeah. You know, I played it for you. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. That's what's happening. That right there. A couple DJs got that motherfucker playing it, right? They like that bitch. Can't live with her. Can't live without her. mixtape. Got a number five on the mixtape down there with Platinum. You know what I'm saying? He got right behind all them old niggas like Lil Wayne and, you know what I'm saying, Clive. He got in the midst of that shit.
Hell no.
Yeah. That's at the flea market.
Hey, that's real. That's real. You got to keep your grind on, homie. You got to keep your grind on, man.
Sure.
You got to keep your grind on. You know that. You know that. Let me wrap this up, man. I got a couple more articles to finish up with this nutty news, and we getting up out of here. You know what I'm saying? The up out of here.
That's what's up. That's what's happening.
Indiana, man. You know what I'm saying? Indiana's threatened by giant poop bubbles. Yeah, shit bubbles, people. Shit bubbles. A dairy farm, like a lot of dairy farms, contain the biological leavings of livestock in giant lagoons. Small bubbles began poking up in those lagoons. Those bubbles are now the size of small houses. Last year, a hog farmer in Hayfield, Minnesota, was launched 40 feet into the air in an explosion caused by methane gas from a manure pit on his farm. He sustained burns and singed hair and probably stunk for a fucking week. Damn, he got blew away by a fart. Hell nah, god damn. Hell, what are you talking about getting blown away by some serious gas, boy? That's some serious backup. You see a fart bubble the size of a house? Yeah, you might want to back the fuck up. Going over here to China, where they come up with brilliant ideas. Yeah, like this one. Putting giant deodorant guns in the garbage dumps. Yeah, that sounds smart. Not. Beijing is to install 100 deodorant guns at a stinking landfill site on the edge of the city in a bid to dampen complaints about the capital's rubbish crisis. The giant fragrance sprays will be put in place by May at the Asui dump site, one of several hundred tips that are the focus of growing public concerns about sanitation, environmental health, and a runaway consumer culture. You will remember that China has over a billion motherfuckers selling dogs, cats, and all this other kind of shit right on the streets, which is no wonder why they got so many motherfucking diseases and shit, because you know, please, go to China and you see what the fuck I'm talking about. And you'll be back quick. Yeah. Nashville, Tennessee. Road rage. Yeah, I didn't heard about that in a while. Good old road rage. Centers on Obama bumper sticker. Yeah. Nashville man says that he and his 10-year-old daughter were victims of road rage all because of a political bumper sticker on his car. He said Harry Weisinger, who was pictured, gave him the bird and rammed into his vehicle after noticing an Obama-Biden sticker on his car bumper. Police say Harry Weisinger is charged with felony reckless endangerment in the incident. And I guess I need to ride to Nashville so you can hit my car and I can get a new one. Yeah, because I wouldn't be worrying about your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Hit my shit. Hit my shit and give me a new car. Fuck that, man. Crazy ass motherfucker. There's some stupid people out here, man. You worrying about a goddamn bumper sticker, but you won't drive your ass to motherfucking Washington, to the White House, you know what I'm saying, and face these motherfuckers, your Democrats and your Republicans and all this shit, the people that's actually screwing you over, but you gonna worry about, you know what I'm saying, this motherfucker. Yeah, what the hell ever. We're in good old Oregon, on the Oregon Trail, where prison says it is not a problem, but legislators, are to ban Playboy. The state already bars inmates from getting sexually explicit mailing. They also can't get pictures of girlfriends, boyfriends, or spouses in the buff. And now, State Representative Greg Smith, Republican Heppner, wants to see that they don't get milder material such as Playboy magazine. Prisoners should be focused on rehabilitation rather than on personal gratification. Hey, I fucking agree with you, homie. You know what I'm saying? I give you 10,000 applauses for that one. Because it don't make no motherfucking sense for prisoners to be sitting their punk asses around playing on goddamn little iPods, which is some of these motherfuckers got now, little PSP players, watching fucking TV, movies all fucking day. You tell me where the rehabilitation is at. Where is that? There is no rehabilitation in that. You feel me? That is the only thing that is a welcoming back to the prisoners, you know what I'm saying, that actually leave the prisoners. You know what I'm saying? So, watch out, man. Over here in Montana, Fromburg, to be exact, where the Holy Ghost relocates to Fromburg. Yeah. Religious group led by a man who claims to be the Holy Ghost has moved to the Fromburg area after a brief stay in a small Idaho town where residents protested the group's building plan, told them to get the fuck up out of here with that goddamn polygamous bullshit. Yeah, my bad. Their Fromburg neighbors are wary of the group, and law enforcement officials have been notified of the group's activities in Utah and Idaho. Now listen, people, if you motherfuckers is following around a dude that's calling himself the goddamn Holy Ghost, yeah, you motherfuckers is fucking up. All right, y'all, and that would do it for your Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. Go to NuttyNewsToday.com, and always remember, don't believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Also, man, and coming up, you know what I'm saying, the official Blog Talk Radio host reunion, second annual, will be going down in November. You know what I'm saying? No matter what motherfucking haters say is not, it will be going down. This is a trilateral radio, trilateral commission event, you know what I'm saying, that was started last year, and we'll be continuing on every year that we are on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we had a lot of hosts meet up last year, at least over 12 to 15 people that met up last year from all the way around the world, New York, Texas, Florida, Australia, you know what I'm saying? We had everybody in that motherfucker, man. So this year, guaranteed, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be off the meat rack, because I have outsiders that already want to get down. A lot of cover my DJ friends, you know what I'm saying, I already say they're saving up money to go, because they know it's a great networking opportunity, man, and we do what we do, you know what I'm saying, when we get down there, you know what I'm saying, we really represent, and we have a good time, man. So make sure y'all have y'all face in the place if you can. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be going down, popping bottles and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Drink It In goes down smooth. I got a new song coming to you live. Starship Smelly Pride. I was supposed to play this one yesterday. Fuck y'all heads up. Oh, y'all remember that, man? That was that old good throwback shit right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Party all the time. You don't remember that shit, man. You don't remember no goddamn Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Shouts out to Eddie Murphy, man.
Are we back?
Yeah. Hey, we back live, man. We is back live on the Starship Smelly Pride.
Hey,
all the way from Florida, California, man. This is how we doing it, man. 10 minutes left
to
the show.
And this computer lady, they got the Miss Yoda feature yesterday.
Who?
Miss
she had Lorenzo Owens. Yeah, she had Lorenzo Owens featured. Right, did you catch the show?
Not hers. I caught a Sweetie Love show.
Oh, how was that? How was that with Q? Tell me, I better her ass. How many times did Q Harper sing through the show?
Oh, man, throughout the show, man.
Throughout the show. She going to talk about something. Oh, I'm going to keep him limited. He ain't going to be singing all through the show. I'm just going to have him sing a song at the end. Oh, you ain't talking about Q Harper. Shit, I say that motherfucker going to sing his way on the phone. Hello, Sweetie Love, how are you? I said that's the only artist that at the drop of a dime, you know what I'm saying, he going to woo-woo you at the drop of a dime. Like, and there, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. Got to make a quick call. Hold on a second. Got to make a quick call.
Thank you for calling Church. This is Chris.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Chester Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You got the wrong churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, Yeah, this is not church. This is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church.
Is that
yeah,
church?
Yeah, it's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
Eddie works with Church's Chicken now.
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open? We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Man, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you, bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord. What the hell is fried chicken in your name, Lord? With mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving. And that they get 10% of it to you, amen. Well, we'll be out there, me and all my members here.
Okay.
Praise God.
Oh, no. And y'all know it is springtime, man. I got this for all my spring breakers, all right?
Mayor's office.
Yes, I would like to talk to the president of Atlanta.
The who?
The president of y'all town.
Sound like Easy Rider.
President?
Like,
the mayor?
Yeah, I'm having problems. With, you know, is this like the colored people coming into town this week?
Yes.
Hey, you know, I want to do something, you know, where I can stop all of this right here. I'm not going to be able to transport my hogs or whatever. I'm trying to get some of my hogs sold, and the colored's going to have all the streets blocked off.
Okay. Would you like the traffic number?
No, I don't want to try. I want to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Huh?
Because, you know, I don't, you know,
the hell you
my
doing?
I got a best friend black. You know, I'm not racist or nothing like that. But the colors, you know.
Hey, homeboy,
trying,
well,
you know,
I got to go
because
I got to set up my show.
Indie
Music Saturday on 186 Deuce, the worldwide radio show.
What are you going to do?
Oh, shit, that's what time it is.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Number Indie Music.
I'm the colors coming to town this
no
week.
No commercials,
like
no nothing. Saturdays, free days. Do whatever we want. Boss don't work. Fuck it. We going to
pay. Know that. What the day is on the 186 Deuce show?
Indie Music Saturday, right here on 186 Deuce, the worldwide radio show. Right after, wrecking the game radio, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
That's real. And shout out to Vice Grip, man. Vice Grip hit me up. And, you know, you. What up, Blessed Live? I'm just chilling, Vice, man.
How you doing, man?
I'm just chilling like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And last but not least, man, we're going to be on end the show playing a couple of songs, man. Just remember, people, don't be a scandalous biatch out there, you know what I'm saying? And if you do, come talk about it on Sunday. Fuck it. You got to let it all out. I mean, Saturday. Let it all out, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're doing, man, you know what I'm saying? Back by popular demand on second season two. Scandalous be out Saturdays, man. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing it live to you. Gonna take this thing over here to San Jose, California, and continue on, man. for the independent artist. That's how we do it. Rap is nothing but the indie, because all that commercial shit offends me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And go ahead and be my homeboy. Beam him on over to his shizzo. And that's how we do it. Hard beam, hard beam.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, how you still on the goddamn beam? All right, here we go, people. Soft beam. I'm sorry, people. Soft beam, soft beam. And yeah, get him on off. Real quick, let's get some
lager
going
on. The
beer
that brought the forest down. I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere. Lager brings out the patriot in you.
And our last article of the day, man, we in Pennsylvania. Shouts out to Easy Rider, and I hope this wasn't you. Yeah. Man tried to revive dead possum. Yeah. Had one too many. Police said a man will be charged with public drunkenness after several witnesses saw him attempting to resuscitate a road-killed possum. Yeah. State police say they charged Donald Wolf, 55, of Brookville, Jefferson County, after they arrived at the scene on Route 36. Yummy. Let me put my mouth on a dead possum. Mm. No, you get your award.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
That's real. Shouts out to Ricky Smiley, man, you know what I'm saying, for providing, you know what I'm saying, the little jokes and stuff like that. Shouts out to Richard Pryor, Cat Williams, and, you know what I'm saying, all the comedians, man, that we be showcasing right here on the show. Don't forget, we got Touch the Mic Tuesdays coming up April 20th, next month. You know what I'm saying? It's the official jump off for it. Also, the second annual 420 Piff Party. So come enjoy free brunch, food, hot music, performances all night long, and hanging out with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Because this is how it gets down. And, yeah, getting up out the building, man, with let me see what we're going to get up out of here with. This is my homeboy, Salt D. Got a show coming up, you know what I'm saying, April 17th. And your boy DJ Smells So Good will be holding it down, DJing for my dog. And we're going to do it real big. You heard me? Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, Side 9, Goofy Bone, Deb Daly, everybody that come through, you know what I'm saying, ride with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, Wrecking the Game Radio, and the Starship Smelly Prize. And you already know how we do it, man. Go check out www.bid66.com and place you a motherfucking 50-cent bid today.
Riding at
at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. 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 Yeah, your boy, ye boy, cooking up some heat. I ain't talk about fire, but about that creek. I got money, more prize, but ain't no defeat. And let me and Shorty gon' drop the beat. Straight from the street, had a couple hundred feet. No more VHS, I went straight to DVD. I got the game on lock, with a motherfucking Glock. With an original stock, and a laser point stock. Got the world in my hands like all eyes on Pac. I feel like Snoop Dogg, so I drop it like it's hot. Bitch, I aim two pistols, but you might get shot. Another kid on the block, and I make the bed rock. When you see me in the streets or hanging out on the spot, know a player like me, stay away from the cops. I'ma fall till I fall, so pimping, I be finding it. 1999, a nigga by the first nine. Yeah. Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. You better ask about me, you better ask about me. Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say let me get that. You better ask about me, you better ask about me. You better ask about me, you better ask about me. So bitch, call the cops, cuz here I come. I'm taking everything, recession got a nigga, huh? And I ain't stopping now, but I might stop later. Only if it gets greater, that means more people. Drop a number for the people, and gas get cheaper. See what I'm getting at, more money for your people. See you to close your eyes to the fact, what a crime, nigga. Get it how you live, there you go. Giving time, 10, 20, like you threaten me for trying to make mine. It's a hustle game, live with it, learn how to deal with it. Get what's coming to you, another damn bill, bitch. Guess what's coming to you, another damn bill, bitch. Yeah, man, yeah, man, it's hard out here, bro.
Hard, bro.
Every day, man, something new. You know what I'm saying? The economy need to pick up, bro. It's going down, you hear me? Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. 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 Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that, I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. You better ask about me. You better ask about me. You better ask about me.